8:39, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, give him a congratulate. State champion wrestler, first time since 1964, Galesburg High School. Only the third streak athlete to be a champion, a state champion in wrestling. Gage Ship won the state meet at 138 pounds Saturday night at University of Illinois at the State Farm Center. And went 50-0 on the season, and he joins us here this morning. Gage, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
And also joining us, Streaks head coach Greg Leibach. Greg, good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, let's start. This story has gotten more amazing now after I've found something out about what went on heading into the regional meet. So I did not realize. So you won the state championship at 138 pounds. Coming into the regional meet, you had been wrestling at 126?
Yes.
126 the entire season, undefeated. So explain what happened when you got to the regional meet, because you weigh in how much before each match?
Yeah, you weigh in the morning of, and usually in high school, you have to weigh in every day you compete. And so we showed up to weigh-ins, and I was one-tenth over, and After like three times of stepping on, which was the IHSA rule, after that, I was underweight every time. And so, and they didn't offer a second scale, so that's just what I was stuck with. And at the time, I thought my season was over. And luckily, my teammate at 138 pounds, Jameson Dickerson, allowed me to step in at 138 because he knew how much this meant to me. And so, it wasn't going to stop me. I was excited. As long as I got to compete, I didn't care what weight. So,
well, Greg, talk about the weigh-ins, and is this the scale with the weights that move? And do you think it wasn't necessarily calibrated properly, or what do you think happened?
Yeah, we got a couple of different readings each time Gage stepped on the scale, and there wasn't that second scale available. But Jameson did a great favor for his teammate, and Gage's task from that moment forward was to just make the most of that gift from Jameson, and couldn't have done it any better.
Have you seen anything like this? What happened with this, of bumping up a weight class and then just running the table? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
No.
It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. Well, so Gage, so you decide, like, hey, I want to wrestle. Bottom line, I don't care, 138. And the disadvantage, we were talking off the air, that you had kind of prepared for certain kids that you thought you would probably see in the regional, and you know, maybe when you got to the state tournament as well. That's all out the window. All that preparation is gone. But I guess the other side of the advantage is that you're going against kids that weren't prepared for you either.
That's right. Yeah, it really brought a new challenge, because at that point it was just like, I'm just here to wrestle. I'm not here to, you know, wrestle a certain way for certain people. I'm not here to do this. I'm just here to wrestle my match, my moves, and that's it. Like, there was no preparing for all these guys.
Any worries? I mean, that different than, you know, because obviously you're still closer to 126, and these guys are all at 138. Were you worried about a strength difference or that weight difference at all going in?
Yeah, maybe at first, like at the regional tournament, I had a lot on my mind. But after that weekend, I really came to a realization. I practice with heavier all the time. You know, it didn't make a difference after that. I realized it's still wrestling, and it wasn't going to change.
Well, yeah, pretty amazing. So 50-0. So you've got 122 career wins at Galesburg High School. The record at GHS, 130. You set a record for consecutive wins in a season with 50. The old record was 40. Most points in a season, most takedowns in a season and a career. You're a three-time regional champ, three-time Western Big Six champ, and you're just you're just off the record for pens in a season. Is that right?
I think I was one off this year.
Yeah. Well, see, something to shoot for next year. There's always something else, right?
That's right.
Well, let's talk about coming into the season, Coach Leibach. What were your thoughts on Gage and what he could do as far as throughout the state?
Well, he was a returning 2-time medalist in his freshman and sophomore year, and I watched how driven he was throughout the entire off season. And I knew that his goal was not just to best his previous finishes, but to be at the top of the podium. And he sought out all kinds of challenges throughout the off season to better himself. He didn't shy away from any difficult match that was available to him at any event or any venue. And yeah, coming into this season, it was just a new and improved Gage, and excited to see what he was going to accomplish.
Yeah, and gosh, a whole other year with him too, right?
That's right.
That's kind of exciting to thought, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. He started his high school career at such an impressive level of wrestling. He was a very mature wrestler as a freshman, and it's just been cool to watch how he's still found ways to get better and better and better on top of that.
Greg Leibach is the head coach of the Galesburg wrestling team. Gage Shipp, GHS wrestler, state champion at 138 pounds. And Gage, talk about growing up. When did you start? And I know your dad's an assistant coach at high school as well. Talk about getting a start in wrestling. When did this all start for you?
Yeah, I was about 6 years old, and I seen a flyer for a wrestling camp. And it was actually hosted at Gale School, which is our new wrestling room, which is crazy, but I told my dad about it, and I don't even think I knew he wrestled at the time. And my grandpa took me there, and after that, I just fell in love with it, and it became my daily life. So, yeah.
Talk about training regimen, because I don't think people realize what a grueling sport it is. Because Nick and I were talking earlier, just like messing around wrestling, not knowing anything about it. That is really, really tiring, let alone being in a real match, either keeping a hold or getting out of a hold, all the action. Talk about your training regimen.
Yeah, I'm always looking for ways to get myself better. Every Tuesday, Thursday, I go up to the Quad Cities. I practice at Young Guns. I've been going there since I was in sixth grade. And just every day I'm finding new ways to get better, whether it's going for a run at night, going for a lift, all that. So I'm always just thinking of ways to better my wrestling.
Well, and you're probably the only high school kid that worries about weight, so you have to obviously trying to stay where you're at. What is your food regimen like?
Yeah, usually through the season I stay pretty strict. I like meat diets, and my mom kind of like meal preps for me for lunches, which I'm thankful for that. So I'm always like paying attention, even if I don't like when I'm at 138, I don't have to worry about what I weigh, but it's always what I eat. I like to stay. My dad always says, in order for race cars to perform, they need the right fuel. So that's what it is. I'm just putting the right fuel in my body.
Kind of high protein, low carb then?
Yeah.
Type of diet?
Yep.
Okay. So how much do you run?
Usually, when it's warm out, I love to run at night. Usually I have a 3-mile run that I do a lot. And I just love to stay in shape, and I love just running. And running outside, I enjoy it. And I like to think that if I don't ever have to worry about my gas tank being low, in matches, it's a plus. I just have to worry about being the better wrestler. So I never feel tired out there, and it's just something I like.
Gage Shipp went 50-0 this year, won the state championship at 138 pounds for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. I want to get into the state wrestling meet coming up next. But first, Greg Leibach, the head coach of the Streaks, he had some other wrestlers that got down to the state meet, which is great. Talk about how they fared and finished.
Yeah, Rocky Almendarez competed at the state meet at 132 pounds, and senior Emilio Torres at 170 pounds. They were not able to get onto the podium this season, but they both wrestled incredibly through the regional and sectional round. They were so fun to be in the corner for, and to compete in the atmosphere of the State Farm Center was a really cool way for them to finish their season, and it was well-deserved by them.
Yeah, well, going against a guy like this every day in practice was going to help them the future as well.
Gage and Rocky have come up together, and they are each responsible in part for the other's success. It's so cool. I get to watch them in their particular half of the wrestling room every day, and I realize on a daily basis I'm watching two state medalists go at it in our quiet little room here, and yeah, it's a joy.
Pretty amazing. So Gage Shipp, our 138-pound state champion, talk about the state meet itself coming in. Okay, you're in. You won at 138 at the regional. Now you're coming in again against guys you weren't preparing for. What's the thought process, mental and physical preparation going into the state meet?
Yeah, every time I showed up on the mat, I always just want to be the best version of myself. I've been working on my confidence a lot this year. I think that's something I lacked last year, so every time I step on that mat, I want to believe that I'm the better wrestler. So when I go out there, it's my offense, it's my match. And like I said, when I get on top, that's where I'm confident, and that's where I know I can turn people. So it's about just feeling them out, getting that first takedown, and then just going to work.
Mm-hmm. So, Coach, before, like in between regionals and the state, what's the training like? Is there, the day before kind of a day off where you're not actually physically wrestling, or what's the training like then?
Yeah, it's a cool routine in the postseason because all the weekday meets are finished. And so leading up to the regional, we have five unbroken days of practice. Those that qualify for the sectional, you get a four-day week to practice before the sectional starts on a Friday. And then those that advance to this final leg of the postseason series, the state tournament, you get a three-day practice week. And so coming out of each weekend of competition, you know, you just kind of look at, all right, what are the needs for our individual wrestlers that are going forward? And you try to shape some practices around those needs. You know, what kind of situations were we wrestling in the previous weekend, and how can we better prepare ourselves for it the following? And like Gage said, that's kind of our motto, is just be a better version of yourself each time you step on the mat. Just that constant growth mindset, that constant growth progression.
Well, explain, Gage, some more of the training, because it's different than some other sports. Like, for instance, with football, you're lifting, you're trying to bulk up some for the season. With wrestling, you want the strength, but obviously you don't want to bulk up because you don't want to bump up a weight class just because of that. Talk about the strength training and how that all works.
Yeah, it's really hard to balance it. It's what a lot of kids don't understand. You know, they don't see me putting up really big weight in the weight room and all that, but it's more about, you know, keeping the high reps and keeping, you know, cardio in with my lifting, and you really have to find a balance. Everyone is different. Everyone has a different routine that's best for them. So I like to, you know, pick out different things, and I don't really go too heavy. I don't really try to put up big numbers, but I'm always just trying to get volume and trying to, you know, better myself. So,
did you know much about the history of street wrestling before this state meet?
I know a lot about our street history.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. So you knew the whole, and obviously great history. I mean, obviously you're the third state champion, but there's been some other guys, a couple seconds, and a lot of other medalists at the state meet over the years. Let's talk again about the state meet itself, getting down there and you're prepared and everything, but just being there on the mat, and especially championship kind of under the lights at the State Farm Center there. What was that experience like?
Oh,
or you kind of try to block everything out and it's like, I just have a match here.
No, not at all. I definitely wanted to take it all in because you only get a couple years of doing this, and I've heard from previous people that miss it. So I made sure, you know, when I'm down on that floor and watching everyone, the crowd, the headphones were off, I was just taking it all in. And, you know, once it's time to go, it's time to go. But until then, I was just taking it all in, you know, with my dad and my coach. And there's so many people I know down there. It's like a family, you know, because I wrestle all over during the off season. So I know all these guys. And it was really cool just seeing all these guys down at the state floor.
Yeah. Well, and you said you train up in the Quad Cities a couple times a week. So I'm guessing like the Western Big Six meet and even the regional, you have bragging rights, obviously, now, right?
Yeah. Yep. No, I have a lot of those guys that, you know, when I'm competing for Galesburg, it's, you know, I'm cheering for Galesburg, but I love watching those guys, and you got to respect guys that are in that room getting better, you know, in the Quad Cities. So, you know, we all stick together. It's like a family.
All right. Well, let's talk about the future. You told me off the air you didn't know yet, but do you think you'll bump up to 138? You're just kind of wait to see kind of what your body does, if you grow or whatever naturally. So you might have to bump up a weight class anyway.
Yeah. I'm not going to set any limits on myself, and I'm just going to wrestle at whatever weight I feel best at. So it's really up to me, and it's up to, you know, what I feel every day.
All right, so talk about, you know, during the season, I know you watch your weight closely, but if you come in, like when you were wrestling at 126 and you came in, you know, was there ever a case where you came in one week at 130 or something after a weekend? And then what's the process there?
Yeah, it's like kind of just chopping the tree down. Like, you just keep on working every day. You don't want to cut really fast and be drained. So just kind of balancing it out throughout the week and just slowly cutting it down. You know, my diet gets more and more strict as the week goes on. And usually I give myself, you know, like a Saturday or Sunday where I enjoy myself. I get a good meal with my family maybe or something like that. But usually through the week it's pretty strict. And, you know, this year during the home, after the home meets, me and coach and all that, we like to go to B-dubs and celebrate. So you have to get that off the next day. You know, nothing changes.
Let's say, so what was the meal after the state championship then?
We all went and got some Papa John's. We took it back to the hotel room and we all just hung out in the lobby and listened to some music for a while. And yeah, got some Papa
And you ate good, right?
I ate good.
All right. Gage Shipp, he is a state champion wrestler for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, went 50-0, won the state championship at 138 pounds, and just a junior. He'll be back again. Gage, again, congratulations on the state championship, and looking forward to seeing you again next year.
Thank you. Yep.
Coach, thank you again, and congratulations not only Gage and the rest of the team that made it, and hopefully we'll be bringing back some more hardware next year.
Let's do it. I'm really proud of our kids. Thanks for having us, Tom.
Absolutely. It is 8:54.